Be'ezras Hashem is Bochum, begin Paragravi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Avodas Kachavim, the laws of serving the planets, v'chukis oibdeha, and the statutes of those who serve it in the Sefer Mad, the Book of Knowledge, which in this paragraph we begin a new discussion regarding those who actually push and seduce other people to do Avodas Zarah, specifically in this paragraph about the Iran Nidachas, about the entire city that was pushed to do Avodas Zarah. As Rambam gives Allah Ha'av regarding the punishment and the prohibition. Madichei Ir Mi'Yisrael, those who push a whole city of the Jewish people to do idolatry, those people who pushed, they get stoned. Even though they didn't worship idolatry themselves. Rather, they pushed the members of their city until the members of their city worshiped Avodah Zarah. On the contrary, however, the people of the city that got pushed to do Avodah Zarah, they actually get killed by the sword. That is, if they at least worshiped idolatry, or they at least accepted upon themselves as a deity. And what do we know that the prohibition, the warning to the one who is seducing people to do Avodah Zarah, the whole city? Shemayim says, "I'm passing in Shemayim. Lo yishma picha should not be heard through your mouth," meaning you should not cause other people to do Avodah Zarah. Halacha Beis regarding the conditions, the stipulations to have this unique halacha of Ir HaNidachas. So in Ir Nasas, Ir HaNidachas, the city does not become the pushed city. Achiyim adicheu shnayim, until those who seduce them should be at least two people, a yes or more than two. Shemekah says in the pasuk in the plural, Yatzu anoshim b'nei b'liyav. When it talks about the narrative of the Ir Nidach, it says the people, the lawless ones, which is plural, which the minimum is two. More of a yuma dechehom ma'isa hashem and ma'isa ir. The ones who are pushing them to do avodah zarah has to be from the same tribe, from the same city. Shemekah says in the pasuk, mikir becha, from your midst, v'yidichu yishvi idum, and that they pushed the members of their city. And v'achi dichu ruba, it's only until the majority were pushed to do avodah zarah. Moreover, v'yam adochem imeyav adrubah shel shevet. The ones who were pushed to do avodah zarah should be from between 100 and until the majority of the tribe. Aval imhudach rubah shel shevet. But if the majority of the tribe was pushed to do avodah zarah, then don masik yichidim. Actually, then we judge them as individuals. Kashem says in the pasuk yishvi he'ir, says the members of the city, which he'ir is somewhere in the middle. Like Farkatan, not a small village, but like Kargodl, not a large metropolis. So, B'chopach, anything less than 100 is Kfarkatan, is considered like a small village. B'rubashash, when the majority of the tribe is Kargodl, it's like a large metropolis. So therefore, it has to be an ear, so it can't be the majority of the tribe, neither could it be less than 100. Now, V'chein tzutim hiduchu nashim, so too, if it was women that pushed them, or ketan, or minors, or shaduchu yachar, or individual pushed them, or shaluchach miyut, or only the minority of the city was pushed, or shaluchach malim, or they on their own pushed themselves to do Avodah Zarah. It wasn't two people. Or the ones that pushed them to do were people from outside the city. Then ain't done about din Ir HaNidachas, they will not qualify it as the halacha of the Ir HaNidachas. We can treat each person like an individual that committed idolatry, and therefore you stone whoever did Avodah Zarah, and the money goes to the inheritors, like all others who are executed by the courts. Halacha Gimel. Now ain't done Ir HaNidachas, we do not judge the halacha of Ir HaNidachas, el bebezn shel shivim ve'echad, only with the court of 71 judges of the Sanhedrin. Shlomo says a pasuk in Devarim, it says, v'yitzeis ish hahu, when it's talking about an individual, it says, you can take out that man, or yisi ishahi, or that woman, asher asu esedabar azeh el shadecha, that did this bad thing, to your gates, which teaches us, yichidim ne'rogin bebezn shel kol shar v'shat, specifically mentioned the individual, they get executed by the courts of your every gate, meaning of their city. But the multitudes will not get executed, el bebezn agodl, only in the great court, that of the Sanhedrin. Lochadalad, in achas ba'ori miklat nachas Ir HaNidachas, you cannot have any one of the cities of refuge, which is where someone killed by mistake runs to, that cannot become an Ir HaNidachas. Shlomo says in the pasuk, ba'achas orecha, the pasuk says to one of your cities, and that was not a distinct of any tribe, the ori miklat, so it's not orecha to you, that tribe. More of a Yerushalayim nas Ir HaNidachas, neither did Yerushalayim come Ir HaNidachas, l'fishon neschak l'shvatim. It's also not irecha, because it was not divided amongst the tribes, it's shared by all the tribes. Moreover, you cannot make Ir HaNidachas by the boundaries. And the reason is because if you're going to destroy that city, as it's supposed to be, and Kadeshali Kansu Ibdi Kachavim, because we don't want that's a portal how the enemy, the idol worshippers, could enter, be Achiv Yisrael Tzitzol, and they're going to destroy the land of Israel. Moreover, Vein Bezin Echa, you cannot have one court, Isa Shalas Ayaris, HaNidachas Zubitzadzu. They cannot make three cities as Ir HaNidachas, one on the side of the other one, because that's considered like a bold spot in the land of Israel. But if they were far from each other, then they could make even three cities, Ir HaNidachas. Halacha Hei, Moreover, you cannot make something a city into Eir Nidachas until those who push them to do Avodah Zarah said in the plural. They said to them, let us go and let us serve. Let us go and let us slaughter. Let us go and sacrifice. Let us go and pour libations. Let us go and bow down. Let's go and accept it as a deity. And they listen to the way Sederachavadasa, and they serve it the way it's normally served. One of the generic four avodas, and they accept it as a deity. Then it has the halacha of Eir Nidachas. Moreover, Eir Nidachas is kaima bo uba medichel kol atanoim ha'elu. So Eir Nidachas, but just it wasn't fulfilled with the city and those who are pushing it. All these stipulations that we said it has to be. So hey, what do you do with it? So masrim. So then you warn and you testify with every single one of them that did idolatry. And then you stone them like individuals that did Avodah Zarah, and their money goes to those who inherit them. Halacha vav continues with the process, however, if it is Eir Nidachas. What's the halacha of Eir Nidachas? When it is appropriate, when it fills all the stipulations to become Eir Nidachas. So Beznagol Shalchem, so it starts like this. The High Court sends agents, messengers, and they seek and they investigate until they find out with a clear proof that the entire city has been pushed out by Dazar, the majority, and they regressed to the ways of idolatry. Okay. Then they send, after they had these agents, they send two Talmudic scholars to warn them and to bring them back. If they come back and they repent, it's good. But if they remain with their sinful ways, then the courts command the entire Jewish people to go ahead and to form an army against them. And they lay siege to their city. And they wage war against them until they breach the city. When the city is breached, they right away increase the amount of courts because it's going to be necessary. So because a lot of cases from every individual, but non-Muslim, they start judging them. Any person that they right away they have two witnesses on that person, that he worshipped the stars after he was warned. They separate that person one by one. When they tally the numbers, they find that all those who worship Avodah Zarah are the minority. They stone them like individuals. And the rest of the city is saved. But if it turns out to be the majority of the city, so they bring them up to the high court, like we said. But that's where they hand down the verdict. And they kill all those who had worshipped Avodah Zarah by beheading them by the sword. And they kill every soul that was there by the sword. Taf, nashim, children, women, if the entire city was pushed to do Avodah Zarah. Now if it turns out the majority were those who were pushed to do Avodah Zarah. So they kill all the women and the children of those who worship Avodah Zarah by the sword. Now there's also a unique halacha about burning and about destroying that city. Now, Bein Shehut Chakula, whether the entire inhabitants were pushed by the Tzar, Bein Shehut Charuba, whether even just a majority were pushed by the Tzar, Seikl Mes Madicheha, they stone the ones who pushed them to do by the Tzar, Umekabtsin Kol Shlol Al Techer Chayv, and they gather all the spoils of that town, meaning all the jewels and everything, all the resources, Al Techer Chava, into the city square. Now, in Rachayv, let's say the town doesn't have a city square, Oisla Rachayv, they make for it a square. If it had a square, but it was out of the city, they build a wall outside of that. Until now, the square is inside the city. Kashem, it says in the passing, to within the square. I mean, it has to be inside the city. And they kill every living creature that's there. The servant is koshlala imamadina ba'ish, and they burn all the resources of that town with the town itself in fire. And burning all these things, our mitzvah says, the pasuk commands the Hashem, like says in the pasuk, but said after Be'esh, you should burn in the fire as the ear of the city, v'eskol shalala, and all the bounty, kalal, totally burnt. Now, halacha vav continues regarding the different properties that are inside the city. Nichsi ha-tzadikim shebeteicha, the properties of righteous people that are inside the city, v'heim shor yishvi'ir, and they're the other members of the city, shalai hutchum, but that didn't get pushed over with the majority, nisraf ha-machal shalala, their properties get burned together with all the bounty, since they lived over there, their money is destroyed. whoever has any pleasure from those properties, even a minute amount, like achas, gets one set of lashes. Shlomo says in the pasuk in the bottom, "Lo yidbak be'atcham u'me menachem." Nothing should be connected to your hands from those spoils of war. Halacha ches. Now, v'ir nidachas shuzamu edeho. Now, if it turns out that this city, that the witnesses who had testified that the majority of the city had done avodah zarah, turns out that they were lying, and they were found to be lying by others saying, "How could you have said that happened in those days? You with us on that same day itself?" Whoever is holding on to their properties, zacha merits it, umutulanz, but he's allowed to benefit from it. Sherei huzamu, because it's not forbidden anymore. Because it turns out the witnesses who had said they did avodah zarah were lying. Now the problem is, b'vlamah zacha, but then why does the person who's holding on to it now merit it? Why doesn't it go back to the original owners? No, shekol echad ve'echad, because every single individual of that town, kfar hifka mamayne, he already had his money like ownerless. Meshoshen nigmad dinim, when the verdict was handed down, he was like, okay, it's over. The money's going to be burnt. So he was like mafgrid. He made it ownerless, and therefore whoever has it now could keep it. Now ve'inu nimnas la'olam, this town can never be rebuilt. B'chol abayinayis, whoever builds it like it gets lashed. Not like it says in the pasuk, le'sibana oich, not be built ever again. But Amutul Asus said, "God, this is paradise. We're allowed to make it into gardens, into orchards." Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Leisibana Oyer should not be built ever again," which means Leisibana Medina Kamesh Oyayasa should not be built as a city as it was, but it can be used for gardens and orchards. Halacha Tes Shayyada Hayavetas Mimakam Lamakam. Regarding caravans that are going from place to place, im Ova Bi Erni Dachas, if they happen to be passing by this Erni Dachas of Hutchimah, they got pushed over the desert with it. So it depends. Im Shasa Sham Shleishim Yom, if they were there for a period of 30 days, they're considered as part of the city, and Nerog Mesayif from Amayim Oven, they get killed by the sword and their money gets destroyed. Im Lav, if they weren't there even 30 days, Heim Beskid, they get punished with being stoned like individuals, Umayim Liyashem, and their money goes to their inheritance. Halacha Yud. Nichsi Anche Medina Acheres, the properties of people of other cities, Shayim of Kod Matech, which were deposited in that city, so although the people of the city had accepted insurance and responsibility for them, still in the Sofim, it's not considered a part of the Anadah because they don't get burnt. Rather, they go back to their owners, like it says in the pasuk in the bottom, Shlallah. It's the bounty of that city that gets burnt, not the bounty of a different city. Now, Nichsei Resham Shehutchu, regarding the properties of the wicked people that got pushed over the Zara from that Anadah, Shahim of Kod Mimdinachas, which were deposited actually in another city. So, Im Nikbetsu Imma, if they got a chance to gather it into the city before all the bounty was burnt. So in the Sraf Machlal, it gets burnt together with the Eir Nidachas. V'mlav, if they didn't, because it's somewhere far away, im abnaisim, you don't destroy it, el yinosan l'yashem, it's going to be given to the inheritors of those who, obviously the Rosh himself was killed out in the Eir Nidachas, that goes to the inheritors. Halacha Yidalf. Behem, regarding an animal, chetzer shel Eir Nidachas, half it is owned by a member of the Eir Nidachas, v'chatzer shel Eir Charas, half it is owned by someone from a different city, which was in the Eir Nidachas, it's forbidden because there's no way of separating the ownerships. But the Isa she came, but regarding a dough, that's the same thing, which is permitted, because you could divide the dough. So the part that's forbidden will not affect the part of the dough that's permitted. In contrast to an animal, you can't slaughter half an animal. Halachid Beis. Regarding an animal of the Eir Nidachas that was slaughtered after already that the verdict was handed down to destroy the city, it's forbidden to have any benefit of it, even though it was slaughtered. Like the ox that's supposed to be stoned to death, that even if it was slaughtered beforehand, once the verdict was handed down, it's forbidden to have benefit from it. Now, sahar roish, the hair on the person's head, bein shal noshim shaba, whether from the men or the women in that city, mutu b'ano, you're allowed to have benefit from that, as we're going to explain shortly. But from a wig, how do you mechlal shalol, that's part of the bounty, it's considered something independent, and it's forbidden. Halachid gimel, regarding the produce that's attached to the ground or a tree that's inside of the town, mutar, it's permitted. Shnemek says in the pasuk, and this explains the halacha from the previous halacha, it says, tikbois, you should gather it, besaraft, and burn it, which teaches, misha inim chusel lekibitz v'sreifa. Only something that just needs to gather and to burn it, that's what you burn. Yatsu peiris ha-mechubam, that excludes fruits are attached, shem chusam, because it's lacking another step. Talisha, you have to first attach it, then lekibitz, then together, and then save it, then to burn it. So Buhadan Lasarish, that's the same thing from the previous halacha we said regarding the hair of the head, where because you can't just gather and burn, you also have to detach it. Therefore, it's actually permitted. Amen. Enough to say regarding the trees themselves, Shem Utam, that for sure they're permitted, Vahrim Shal Yerushim, and that belongs to the inheritors. Hakadesha Bishabatech, regarding the items that are hektish inside the town, so it depends. Kachim is Beach, that which is Kachim, which are brought sacrifice, that animal to it can be sacrificed in the Mizbeach, Yumusu, you leave it to die. Because you can't sacrifice it, because Zevach Rishom Teva, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, as opposed to the Mishle. At the same time, there's nothing you could do about it, so you leave it to die. But it's not burned because it's not really owned by them. Kachim betigabayis, on the other hand, kachim which are monetary sanctity, which is things owned by the temple treasury, which the person sanctified, you redeem it because it could be redeemed. And then you burn them because once it's redeemed, it doesn't have sanctity anymore. Kachim it says in the pasuk, shlala, you only burn which is their bounty, not the bounty of heaven. So you don't burn it, but once you redeem it, it doesn't have the sanctity, then it is theirs, then you'll burn it. Regarding the firstborn animal or the tithed animal that's inside of it, so it depends. If they're unblemished, so they're supposed to be sacrificed as a carbon mizbech, and they're left to die, like we mentioned in the previous halacha. But a balamum, when they're blemished, so they're actually not sacrificed, it actually belongs to the owner, it's included as its animals of the town, and therefore they're killed, like all living creatures of the Erni Dachas. Regarding truma that's given to the kohen that's inside the town, so it depends. If it was given already to a kohen, your kavah has to be left to rot, because it's their property, it's not Hashem's money, it's the kohen, the wicked kohen. Now, but at the same time, since it's hektish, it's a holy thing, it's not appropriate to burn it and disgrace it with the rest of the city, it's just left until it rots. But if it's still in the hand of the Jew, meaning the non-kohen who never gave it yet to a kohen, so then you give it to a kohen from another city, because it really belongs to heaven, which then heaven gives it to the kohen, and has a physical sanctity, and you can't redeem it like kachet bet gabayis, and therefore it's shlal shemaim, and therefore the issa of the enedachas does not go onto the truma. Alocha tezvav, meister sheni, the second tithe, which is supposed to be taken but eaten in Yerushalayim by the owner, over kesem meister sheni, which is when you redeem the meister sheni and the money, then you take and eat in Yerushalayim, over kisra kodesh, or holy writing, shabbatech, that's in the enedachas, they are hidden away. Because meiser, or its redeemed money, since they're eaten by the owner, it's really the money of the Yarnidachas. But since it has Kedusha, you don't burn it together with the rest, rather you just bury it. Same thing Kisra Kedush, it's their own, but again, the Isra of Anot takes effect, but because of its sanctity, you just put it away and it's not burnt together with the Shlal Ha'ir. Last halacha, Tazayin, discusses regarding the Maila of doing this judgment. Whoever executes this judgment against the Yarnidachas, he's a Kamakav Oil cult, it's like he's sacrificing a totally burnt sacrifice. Because that's what you do to the town, you totally decimated. Shlomik says in the passing in the bottom, Kol Hashem Akecha, it should be totally gone, burnt, to Hashem your God. But Lord, not only that, Hashem Sal Chari Naf Yisrael, rather he removes the divine wrath against the Jewish people. Shlomik says in the passing, Laman Yosha Hashem Chari Napoi, that has removed the wrath of Hashem from the people. He brings in them blessing and mercy. Shlomik says in the pasuk, "Benos l'cha rachmi," he's going to give you mercy. But echamcha, he's going to have mercy. But bech, he's going to increase it. So don't worry. Although it's killing all these people, it's actually a good thing.